At their best, recall elections are considered an extension of democracy because they allow citizens to hold elected officials to account during their term in office. 14 state constitutions allow for recall elections for elected state officials, including in Oregon. Along with the initiative and referendum, recall elections, or the possibility of them, can extend the democratic procedure by helping ensure that elected officials are continuously responsible and responsive to public opinion. But while the recall in theory is direct democracy at its purest, it is meant to be used sparingly, as in cases of moral turpitude or egregious misconduct. To use the recall routinely is to abuse it and to call into question the whole issue of democracy. That's because the turnout in special recall elections is almost always less than the turnout that originally put our elected officials in power. California Governor Gray Davis was elected less than a year ago with 3.5 million votes. How democratic would it be if, say, 1.5 million cranky voters in a recall election overturned the will of 3.5 million Californians? That's the first thing wrong with the effort to recall Gray Davis. The second thing wrong with it is that it could lead to an endless cycle of political instability that fixed terms are designed to avoid. In the monkey-see, monkey-do world of politics, if Gray Davis's recall succeeds, look for opportunistic, moneyed interests to bankroll recall elections anytime a governor's popularity happens to plunge, and to perhaps depose him or her with ballots of only a fraction of a state's registered voters. These aren't my sentiments alone, by the way. They are also the views of a group of conservative Republicans from Southern California, including the former chairman of the San Diego County Republican Party, who says California, quote, is not Venezuela, it's not a banana republic. No, but an oligarch is hard at work here. Daryl Issa, a multimillionaire second-term Republican congressman from California, is personally bankrolling the campaign to depose Davis. Brash, ambitious, and nursing an outsized appetite for power, Issa intends to take the governor's seat for himself if Davis is ousted. The arch-conservative is too impatient to wait for the next regularly scheduled election. As a short-cutting power grab, Issa's effort is brilliant. As democracy, it gives off a very foul odor. Oregonians who value good government should make sure that odor doesn't drift northward. This is Les O'Coin.